Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013 here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Coming up tonight, the soul queen of New Orleans, a pair of Marcellus's, bluegrass legend Del McCurry trades licks with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation with great saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter, who plays Jazz Fest Sunday, and who numbered among his many great colleagues, one John Coltrane.
John had me as his guest at his home, and we spent time together just having a good old time talking about and playing. We didn't talk that much. We were actually playing back and forth, playing the piano and playing music and exploring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John would say, what if we can do this? What if we can do that? I said, yeah, how about this? And how about that? And we had a good time.
Good talk, great music with Wayne Shorter this hour on Jazz New Orleans. And right now, great music from Henry Butler, who turned in a stellar set at a very wet Jazz Fest yesterday. This is off Henry's Blues and More Volume 1 CD, Dr. Diddley. Henry Butler got that chank-a-chank-a-chank-a-chank-chank bo-diddly-thang going on Dr. Diddley off Blues and More, Volume 1. Hey, Henry, I say it's time for Volume 2. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013 here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Still to come, a red stick ramble through the Main Street Blues. Conversation with and music from the great Wayne Shorter. Right around the corner, back-to-back Marcellus's, Ellis, and Delphio. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to generous support from anonymous New Orleans music lovers. All right, going to keep Henry Butler at the piano and bring on the fabulous Miss Irma Thomas, who was at Jazz Fest today with a tribute to Mahalia, and will do her secular show at the festival Sunday. This is from Irma Thomas's Simply Grand CD, River is Waiting.
Sailing at first.
trombonist, composer, arranger, producer Delfio Marcellus, from his superb recent interpretation of Duke Ellington's suite inspired by the works of Shakespeare, Such Sweet Thunder, the title tune. Delfio's disc is Sweet Thunder, or as he puts it on the CD cover, Duke Meets Shaq. That's S-H-A-K. Delfio Marcellus had his Uptown Jazz Orchestra swinging hard in the jazz tent at Jazz Fest yesterday, even took to the aisles, second-lining their finale. Before Delfio, his father, Ellis Marcellus, which is both the literal and generational truth. Ellis and his quartet off an open letter to Thelonious, one of the 11 Monk compositions included there, Straight No Chaser, which is how I take my unsweetened rosemint tea at Jazz Fest, where you can catch Ellis Marcellus Sunday afternoon. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Gaston. Very nice to have you here tonight. Just about 20 minutes away from our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation with Wayne Shorter. George Cables is an outstanding pianist and composer. He grew up in New York, spent a lot of time on the West Coast, is back in New York City these days, and is a member in good standing of one of the headlining groups at Jazz Fest today, The Cookers. Here is George Cables with his great tune, Helen's Song.
butcher and the baker and the undertaker, the butler and the barber too, the boy without a liver and the Indian giver, they've all got the Main Street blues. The lovers and the lawyer and the self-employer were in the foyer sniffing glue, discussing with a Russian who was munching on a muffin all about the Main Street blues. And it's, oh Lord, in me, and oh Lord, in my, this the tailor and the teller and the snowball seller, the preacher in his prison shoes, they're all trying to figure how to get rid of those awful Main Street blues. Out on Johnson's Bayou, she swears she'll have it made if she can manage to evade those melancholy Main Street blues. The mediocre actor left his pawpaw's tractor to ride a bike down Sunset Avenue. The hacker and the slacker and the lazy linebacker, they've all got the Main Street blues. And it's, oh Lord, and me, with a pad of blue, he's scribbling down ways to emancipate the days from those awful Main Street blues.
Red Stick Ramblers from the CD Bring It On Down, the Main Street Blues. The Ramblers took their name from the place they first got together, Baton Rouge. Catch them at Jazz Fest tomorrow. Astro Project before the Red Stick Ramblers. They were one of the highlights of the festival today. And heard on Jazz New Orleans tonight with James Singleton's title tune from the Astro Project Cowboy Bill CD. Coming up in the second half of tonight's show, Del McCurry meets Preservation Hall, and George Duke talks about his time in Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. Right now, it's time for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation with Wayne Shorter. Wayne Shorter is one of the top saxophonists and composers in jazz. It was, strangely enough, getting caught at 15 playing hooky from school that put him on a path into music. His punishment, enrollment in the music theory course at his Newark, New Jersey Arts High School.
The teacher was disciplinarian, and before they sentenced me,
right.
they asked me, where do you go when you play hooky? And I said, to the theater. It was the one theater that had like a double feature film and a stage show.
Right.
They said, you like stage shows, huh? All right. Is he kind of, you kind of like music, like you like what's going on the stage. Okay. Picked up the phone and called Achilles D'Amico, the teacher there, and put me in his class. You know, this is like signs, you're reading signs. The first thing he said in that class was, he had three records on his desk, and he said, music is going to go in these three directions. He held up the first record. It was a Latin record with the singer from Peru, Ima Sumac, who had those eight-octave range, or what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Something like Minnie Riperton had.
Wow, yeah.
And then he held up Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Then the third one was Charlie Parker. He said, music is going to go in these three directions. And then he started to play Mozart's G minor 40. And as I was listening to Mozart's G minor 40, that theme that goes da 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 da. I was thinking to myself, later on, I connected with, that's a drum beat, that's a cymbal beat. Da-da-ding, da-da-ding, da. Because I said, Mozart plays jazz.
Right, yeah, that's right. He didn't know it, but he did. And soon enough, so did Wayne Shorter, with Art Blakey, Miles Davis, Weather Report, all the while composing work Mozart likely would have appreciated. Before any of that, though, Wayne Shorter underwent an intense musical apprenticeship of his own devising, approaching the art from many angles.
I used to go to the library and read the letters and stuff that Beethoven was writing and the struggling that these guys were. Beethoven was talking about, he struggled in a certain measure with some music. He said people think that comes from some fantastic place as inspiration. He said, but I am suffering with this thing he was trying to break through in music, you know.
Right.
And library be closing, and I'd be the last one in there. I'm laying on the floor in the back in a dusty room reading.
And beginning to hone his playing and writing skills.
Two or three guys in the school there said, let's get a band together. We said, let's get a band together. And I started trying to copy, write things down. I didn't really copy anybody else's stuff, but we would listen to Charlie Parker and Monk and all that plays, but I tried to write what you call, what the word arrangement became a part of my vocabulary. I tried to write a little arrangement on the little things that I heard on the radio, like there's a song called Vagabond Shoes,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of, we did a lot of Latin stuff, you know.
Right.
In fact, we got this band together, and we were invited to play with opposite Tito Puente at the Palladium.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, cool.
And before Tito passed away, he remembered, they said, Wayne, remember that time you guys came from Newark and you came over there? And Cecilia Cruz was dancing on the floor and all that, and the Mongo Santa Maria was there, all of them were there. And you came over there with that band from Newark, and you tore that place up.
Oh, man, that's a happening deal there.
Yeah, it was nine of us, a nine-piece band.
Uh-huh. And you were writing arrangements
for
that group.
I wrote 28 arrangements for that group.
After a hitch in the service, Wayne Shorter hit the New York jazz scene in a big way, playing in a string of great bands. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, the second great Miles Davis quintet, more from and about them in just a minute, and Weather Report. His colleagues included his predecessor by a few years in the sax chair of the Miles Davis quintet, John Coltrane.
John had me as his guest at his home, and we spent time together just having a good old time talking about playing. Didn't talk that much. We were actually playing back and forth, playing the piano and playing music and exploring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John would say, what if we can do this? What if we can do that? I said, yeah. How about this? How about that? And we had a good time.
Wayne Shorter brings his great quartet of 13 years standing, with Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade, piano, bass, and drums, to Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon. Here's the Miles Davis Quintet of 1967 from Miles Smiles with Wayne Shorter plus Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. One of Wayne Shorter's most popular and recorded compositions, Footprints.
Thank you.
Wayne Shorter with the remarkable Miles Davis Quintet of the 1960s, including Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams, piano, bass, and drums. From 1967's Miles Smiles, Wayne Shorter's Footprints. Wayne Shorter and his own superb quartet, featuring Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade, piano, bass, and drums.